This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to finally get him back on the show. He was on the show back in October, and just to give you some metrics of what this company's been doing, in 2016, they did $2 million in revenue. In 2017, they did $3 million in revenue, and finishing up with the fourth quarters of 2018, they're going to finish up around $3.7 million in revenue. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp., very undervalued with a market cap of $8.3 million. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me.
Radiation Detection Holding Company, that's your guys' niche out there. You specialize in development and manufacturing of radiation detection a company. That being said, what is about Drone Rad Sale? And where are we at on that? Bring us up to speed. And congratulations, by the way, of beating last year by almost 25% in revenues.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're almost double what we were 2 years ago in revenue, total revenue. So we're part of the reason is because of our drone sales. As you may know, we're buying all-weather drones that can survive in heavy winds and heavy rain, and we're instrumenting them with radiation and chemical sensors, and we're now selling to Saudi Civil Defense a 2020 drone system that for them to check, you know, for against smugglers and broken pipelines and homeland security, any kind of rescue operations. And in addition to the chemical sensors and the radiation sensors, we're also going to be carrying samplers for anthrax and other toxic bio agents.
Well, I got a question for you. And when you deal with foreign companies, do you have to get the approval of the United States to do business with any of these companies with some of the stuff that you carry?
No, we don't. This is not considered, military or it's, these are not super fast computers that have to be protected. Of course, you know, there's countries that nobody's allowed to sell to, like, you know, Cuba and North Korea. Obviously, we don't sell to them. And there's, you know, there's a list of known bad guys you mustn't sell to them. But we don't have any restrictions. And about 60% of our volume is overseas sales.
You know, last time you were on the show, we were talking about first responders. And I thought with the concept that you guys have and the concept that you came up with was ideal. Where are we at on rescue training exercise events for first responders? And do you see that particular division growing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yes, in the last few months, we participated in two big rescue exercises. These are the situations where they do mock explosions and they have volunteers and mannequins bleeding, and they have to rescue them. It's great great theater, but it's also super important for the firemen and other first responders to train themselves for what to do in an emergency. And so what we were doing there is they exploded a car and then hid some radiation sources in it, but anyway, so to simulate a dirty bomb.
Absolutely.
And so what the firemen normally have to do is they send a whole team out there. They all suit up and walk around with the Geiger counters looking for the radioactivity. But we were able to save them a lot of time and trouble. We flew our drone over the whole field, designated with a visual map of where the radioactivity was. Then they just had to send out two people, one to carry a handheld detector and the other to carry a lead shield to put the bad radioactive sources into. So we saved a lot of time and exposure to the first responders.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. You've been listening to the CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Drone payload, sensors and rescue supplies. Do you guys manufacture it yourself? Do you have an outsource that manufactures it and you guys become distributors? If you would, just bring us up to speed on that.
Certainly. So the we're manufacturers of the radiation sensors and some particulate sensors, the chemical sensors, and the bioagent collection filters. We buy those. On the drone side, we don't build the drones, and we're very pleased with that because that allows us to go out into the market and pick the very best, most rugged drone with the best payload, and so the drones that we're using now, the Zoe and the Neo, have those are quadcopter and octocopters with 10 or 20 pound payloads, so quite enough power to take our load around, and they can still go up to 40 miles an hour to avoid being shot down or whatever in case of enemy fire.
In 2016, I want to get back to the revenues. You guys did $2 million. Just recently, you reported around $3.7 million. That being said, how are you doing the growth of your company? How are you guys getting sales boots on the street? How are you coming up with almost 100% in 2 years' time with revenues? That's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. So we've expanded our product line to include the chemical sensors, and we've expanded our sales staff to cover our new products for the drones and the chemical sniffers and our radon detectors. So plus our original air monitors and stack monitors are selling very well to nuclear power plants around the world.
And when people order your products, is it a one and done, or is it something that they use and then gonna have to get repeat business once every 3 months to 6 months? How does that work?
Well, we do sell some supplies, and also a lot of the equipment comes back to us once a year for calibration. The basic equipment is quite durable and can last for 20 years, and so, you know, that doesn't exactly conform with maybe the current trend, but the customers need these things to be reliable, and I don't want to sell any short-term products to the rescue industry.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about your market cap. It's 8.3. Your float's around 5.5 to 6 million shares. Market price at 49 cents. What do you want my listeners to take away from this interview and your thoughts on your stock?
Well, I think that we're at historic lows. Last year, as you know, we spent quite a bit of time over $3 an hour, $3 per share,
yep,
which I think is a more suitable valuation for our company. So I think it's a great time. People could buy now, and they'll be very happy about it in the near future, I think.
You've been listening to the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp., Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. You're always welcome to come on here. It's always a pleasure. I wish you nothing but continued success, sir.
Oh, thanks, Everett. You're wonderful.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.